الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا ضربتم في الأرض فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا وإن الكافرين كانوا لكم عدوا مبينا. In the previous ayat before this, the discussion was about qital, jihad and hijrat. So for both jihad and hijrat, travel is necessary. And when a Muslim will travel, naturally he has to make his namaz also. So the rules with regard to a traveler's namaz are now discussed in this ayat. That when traveling and how namaz should be made. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ or جَبْتُمْ سَفَرْ كَرُوا مُلْكْمِ. And when you travel, and this is from the whole source of Quran and Hadith, not only for jihad and hijrat, but any travel when you travel. For deen's sake, for business sake, for your own sake, whatever, whenever you travel, and this travel, this is an important point, this is the travel that is according to Shariat. And that is the 3 days walking distance, 3 manzils, which comes out to 48 miles or about 77 kilometers. When you travel so much more than that, then it is permissible to make your namaz shorter, the travel namaz which is allowed. That is the consensus of the whole ummah. However, unfortunately, there are some ulama who say whenever you travel, even if you go for 3 kilometers, 10 kilometers, then also you can make your namaz short. One Ahle Hadith who had this opinion, when he used to go to his farm from his house to go and work on his farm, he should make qasr namaz, short namaz, the traveler's namaz. So somebody asked him, how come you do this? He says, I'm traveling from my house, I traveled, I came here. So a Hanafi Alim gave him a very good answer. He says, when you leave your house to go to the masjid, then that is also traveling. So even if you go to your local masjid, you are traveling. According to them, whatever amount of travel is called travel. So that means every day, your whole life, you have to make qasr namaz. Then there is no full namaz at all. This is when you travel more than 77 kilometers, then you make qasr, not for any small amount. That is important to understand. So Allah Ta'ala says, when you are traveling on earth, فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ تُمْ فَرْ غُنَاحٌ نَهِينَ. Then there is no guna upon you أَنْ تَقْصُرُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ کہ کچھ کم کرو نماز میں سے. That you shorten your namaz, that is Zohar, Asr and Isha. You make it 2 rakats instead of 4 rakats. Now here also it is important, therefore it's not permissible for just any and everyone just to read the Quran and take out masalas from Quran. A person has to have proper knowledge. Here the ayat of the Quran outwardly says, it is no guna if you shorten your namaz. The impression given that you can read the full namaz, whereas that is not the case. It is compulsory when a person is traveling that he must read short namaz, the Zohar, Asr and Isha. He must make it 2. If he makes it 4, he will have to repeat it again. So it's very important to understand deen in the correct content, context, and not just take one ayat out of context and try and understand the masala or deen from there. A further misconception which is made also from this ayat, in khiftum ay yaftinakum alladhina kafaru. Agar tumko dar ho, ke satawenge tumko kafir. And this is if you fear the kuffar will cause you harm. So in that case then it appears from this ayat that only when there is fear that some harm will come to you, the kuffar will harm you, then you can make your namaz short, just 2 rakats quickly. But that is not the case. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself on his travels, and in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that to the short namaz when traveling, is it only when you fear? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, it is for all times. And all the Sahaba, when they travel normally, they did not have any fear also, then also they made the short namaz. This is a sadaqah, a gift from Allah, and it should be accepted as such. So in short, the masala is that when a person is traveling and he leaves his hometown, the vicinity of his hometown, and is a distance of more than 77 kilometers, then he is on his way, he should make his namaz shorter. That is, he is reading on his own. If he reads behind an imam, he will read the full behind the imam. It isn't that behind the imam, also he just makes two rakats and makes salam. No, behind a local imam, he will make full. If the imam is a traveler also, then of course that also will be two rakats. But if the imam is a local imam and you make namaz behind him, then that will be full. إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينًا. Albatta kafir tumhare sareh dushman rahe. And remember that the non-believers, the kafir, are your open enemies and they want to cause you harm at all times. So the masala of on safar, many of us also, we don't hear properly, and we hear that the masala is namaz is half, and we hear that namaz is maaf. So on safar we don't make no namaz. That is also totally wrong. We should make our namaz and make it half, make it only two. And this is when we are traveling a distance of 77 kilometers or more. And when we are out of the vicinity of our town, then you can make your namaz short. So we see that our deen taught us that even when traveling, even for jihad, and even for hijrah, or any other travel also, we must make our namaz, and we should make the namaz according to a traveler's namaz. There are very much details in this masala, and ulama have written books which are available in English also. So any person who normally travels and has to know the masala, he should study it so that he can make his namazes correctly. Just by thinking it must be like this or it must be like that, our thinking does not help. As this ayat shows, if we use our ayat in the thinking, we'll come to a complete wrong conclusion. We must follow the proper teachings of the deen and understand our masalas from there. And the safest route is to ask reliable ulama who can guide us and teach us the correct deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq.